Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 16th, 2026. With Kevin Will.
West Paso Robles officially approved as a Firewise community. Inmate dies at the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles has announced that a segment of the west side of Paso Robles has officially been approved as a Firewise USA community, marking it as the first Firewise designation within the City of Paso Robles. Firewise USA is a national program that recognizes communities actively working to reduce wildfire risk. Participation helps communities organize around wildfire preparedness while strengthening partnerships between residents and fire agencies, according to the city. The city says regulations require insurance companies to recognize Firewise designated communities and provide potential insurance discounts to properties located in those communities. The boundaries of the west side of Paso Robles Firewise community include all properties located west of Vine Street from 1st Street to 24th Street. While additional work remains, the Firewise designation represents a significant milestone in strengthening wildfire preparedness within the city. The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office has released details of a reported inmate death in the county jail. The inmate, 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo, was pronounced dead on Saturday, March 14th at approximately 8:59 p.m. The sheriff's office says medication was being dispensed to incarcerated persons at the county jail, and they recognized that Castilleja was in medical distress. Custody and nursing staff immediately attempted to render medical and CPR aid to Castilleja until paramedics arrived. The sheriff's office says that he was arrested on December 18, 2024, and had been in custody on three separate cases. Two cases were resolved, and he was pending sentencing on a third at the time of his death. Castilleja, according to the sheriff's office, had a long history of being booked into the jail with more than 24 such occurrences since 1998. The cause of death is unknown, and no foul play is expected. One arrested with dozens cited for St. Patrick's Day activities in San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Over 11,000 students celebrated St. Patrick's Day this weekend for Cal Poly's second annual Morning on the Green Music Festival. The festival kicked off at 4 a.m. and is put on officially by Cal Poly to keep parties off the residential streets of San Luis Obispo. Law enforcement remained in the residential area to ensure there were no unruly gatherings. For the most part, officials say that things were quiet this weekend, as the majority of foot traffic to the campus went to the campus early on. The city also said they saw no attempts at gathering in the streets and neighborhoods, unlike previous years. Police reported there were some noise violations and issues cited, with one arrest being made for assault in downtown San Luis Obispo. The safety enhancement zone for San Luis Obispo will continue to remain in effect through March 17th. The city of Atascadero announced it'll be holding its next Coffee with the Planner series this week. On March 19th at 9 a.m., join Atascadero City Planners at Malibu Brew Coffee to discuss this month's topics: the 2045 General Plan, Zoning Code Update, and Associated Draft Environmental Impact Report. These informal sessions allow staff to hear from the community on Planning Division topics, and the city says the Planning Division is continuing to make progress on the 2045 General Plan Update. They are in the environmental review state of the General Plan Update. The 2026 Annual Ladies Conference will be held this weekend, March 20th and the 21st, at the Atascadero Colony Park Community Center in Atascadero. Ladies Conference is a ticketed event for women of faith to hear from speakers, listen to live music, and enjoy coffee, tea, dessert, and a catered lunch on Saturday on linen-draped tables with beautiful decor. Speakers this year are a mother-daughter team of Brooke Andrews and Denise Wendorf. Denise is the director of Women and Community at the River Church, South Bay, in Los Palos Verdes, California, and Brooke Andrews is a passionate student and teacher on the words and ways of Jesus. She's also served on the River Church of South Bay for more than 16 years. For tickets and more information, you can visit ladiesconference.com. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Kings beat the Jazz 116-111, the Knicks over the Warriors 110-107, the 76ers beat the Trailblazers 109-103. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, the Lakers will go against the Rockets, the Warriors will face the Wizards, the Mavericks will go against the Pelicans. In California news, U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright has directed Sable Offshore Corporation to resume oil operations off Santa Barbara's coast. The unit includes three rigs in federal waters, offshore and onshore pipelines, and the Las Flores Canyon processing facility. Governor Gavin Newsom condemned this move, saying, quote, "The Trump administration and Sable defying multiple court orders, and we will see them back in court." A heat wave is set to hit California this week as record high temperatures will be seen throughout the state. Some areas will reach as high as 95 degrees. Officials are urging residents to drink plenty of water, take breaks in the shade, and limit outdoor activities if possible. An investigation that began in the summer of 2025 led to the execution of search warrants in over 25 locations in multiple counties. The operation focused on taking down a large-scale drug trafficking network, operating primarily out of Sacramento and Placer counties. 17 suspects were arrested and transported to the Placer County Jail. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, leaders from the agriculture, manufacturing, and technology sectors convened in Washington, D.C. last week to highlight the importance of renewing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement as the landmark trade deal approaches the formal review period. The panel discussion was co-hosted by the National Corn Growers Association and the National Foreign Trade Council. USMCA has been incredibly important to farmers like me, said Matt Frostick, a Michigan farmer and the first vice president of NCGA. Mexico and Canada are two of our most important trading partners, and the certainty of this agreement allows farmers to plan, invest, and continue feeding and fueling in the world, he added. Now, speakers from the agriculture and manufacturing sectors pointed out that the agreement has strengthened North American trade and created greater certainty for businesses across many sectors. As the agreement enters its review period, it's important that policymakers strengthen what works so American agriculture can continue to grow, was the theme of the meeting last week. If you're looking for adaptable bulls that are raised with a commercial cowman in mind, attend the Elk Angus Bull Sale Tuesday, March 17th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing in Wyoming. Selling are over 50 range-ready bulls raised in the rocks and sagebrush at the base of the Bighorns. Highlights include Sons of Elk Trophy Class, Ellington Promised Land, Diamond M, Ranahan 111, and more. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also carried live on DV Auction. Youth donation heifer to be given to a kid who attends sale day. For more information, including catalog and videos, visit ElkAngus.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Last month, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation announced a preliminary water allocation of just 15 minutes of their contract total for Central Valley Project water users south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. While the allocation could yet increase, Fresno County farmer Dan Irotaberi said the low initial allocation has complicated his spring planting decisions. We hope the allocation will continue to climb, but there's no reassurance, so we have to kind of blindly plan out how our spring will completely look when we're finished, Irotaberi told Ag Alert in a field report. That puts us in jeopardy going forward with how much we can farm. It's not just surface water delivery that's lighter. We also have groundwater management, and those two together can cap out our water supplies without any sense that the number will go higher. The San Joaquin Valley grower said he was prepping his ground to plant processing tomatoes. He also grows almonds, pistachios, garlic, and other crops. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny on Monday. Low 90s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cape, your all-news time is 6:20.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Futures pointing to a much higher opening on Wall Street this morning. Dow futures up more than 330 points. NASDAQ futures up 275. Bitcoin is also surging up 4%. All of this as oil prices are heading in reverse, trading around $95.60 a barrel. However, the price at the pump is up another 2 cents, 73 cents in all, since the start of the conflict in the Middle East. Breaking news this morning, Nebius agreeing to a five-year deal worth about $27 billion to supply AI infrastructure capacity to Meta. Shares in Nebius are up 13%. And after 2 months of expansion, the New York Fed manufacturing survey falling more than expected this month to land back in contraction territory. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. How about that? All right, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to get going here on this Monday edition on the Right to Choice.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Morning Exchange, KPRL. All righty. This thing called Sound Off. This afternoon, I've got a big-time winner. Local lady, you have heard, no doubt, over the years, because it is one of the longest continuing events in the United States, along with the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks. It is the Westminster Dog Show. And we have a young lady who won with her dog. Her name is Tina Price. She owns the Steam Pup on Spring Street. So Tina will be here to talk about that. I mean, just think about that. Of all the towns in the United States of America, we have a lady who is a winner at the Westminster Dog Show from last month. So enjoy that this afternoon. We'll all learn a little something and how she does it. And her dog is a, oh boy, Affin Pinscher or something like, I don't know. It's a dog. It's a dog. And, of course, Susanna, she's still on maternity leave. And, again, another historical thing this afternoon. It's about something pretty important in American history and world history, the Manhattan Project. So, got lots lined up for you this afternoon here on The Right Choice, but we're in the morning right now. Okay, let's see here. One of the things that Chris did the story on about this person who died in the county jail. He's 48 years, well, he was 48 years old. And here's one of the things that you just have to ask yourself. This person that took in oxygen from the rest of us has had a long history of incarceration. How long? How about 24 times since 1998? Charges including assault with a deadly weapon, forgery, making terrorist threats, burglary, and multiple counts of drunk driving. So he is no longer with us. Okay. Also, this story regarding the Cal Poly. Chris, what do they call it again? What they did there on Saturday or whatever day it was?
Are you talking about the campus itself?
Yeah, what's it called?
The Green Music Festival.
The Green Music Festival.
Yes.
Okay. And it started, you said, at 4:30?
4 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay, so it was more than, I don't know, what, 11,000 people attended?
Pretty much.
Okay, and the things seemed to be okay. Not many issues, I guess one or two got a little stupid and so forth.
And not as many issues in previous years anyway. I'm sure there's always something.
Okay. There was a lot of assists there in and around the event. What the assist is, there were other agencies and partners who participated in the operation of these fine college students. Many of us were in college. We know what we did and what we didn't do and what we were supposed to do. But here are the participants. By the way, this is taxpayer funded. Here we go. The Arroyo Grande Police Department, the Atascadero Police Department, Atascadero State Hospital, California Department of Alcohol Beverage Control, California Department of Corrections, Men's Colony, California Department of Fish and Game, California Highway Patrol, California State Parks, Grover Beach Police Department, Kings County Sheriff's Office, Monterey Park Police Department, Morro Bay Police Department, Oxnard Police Department, Paso Robles Police Department, Pismo Beach Police Department, San Francisco Police Department, San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Office, Santa Barbara Police Department, Santa Maria Police Department, SLO County Probation Department, and Ventura County Sheriff's Office. Those are all the agencies that partnered with the San Luis Obispo Police Department to keep our future in control. I would really love to know the cost to the taxpayers on this. And according to reports, 19 citations are made for one arrest. But Kevin, these agencies, if they weren't there, what would have happened? I don't know. Just thought the taxpayers should know about that. All right, let me jump to something. Haven't watched and don't care about it, the Academy Awards. I don't know if anything happened last night that would make national news regarding somebody who pretends to be somebody else for a living to give us a lesson on the political state of things in the United States and around the world. Again, didn't hear about that. But what's I think it's kind of fun is I looked at the list of the winners and the nominees and all that stuff, and except for maybe two or three, and maybe this is just a sign of getting a little older, I didn't recognize any of them. I looked like, oh, I never heard of them. They'd never heard of me either. But I thought, man, I guess it's just, again, having birthdays. Chris, do you pay attention to the Academy Awards?
No. In fact, I was quite frustrated to see just how many articles there were on it this morning because I was looking for actual California news.
All right.
Probably one of the snarkiest things you'll hear from me in a while, but I was not happy.
Okay, so did you even look at the list or did you even care?
No, I just glazed by it. I was thinking, okay, more Oscars, Academy Awards, Oscars, blah, blah, blah. Can this get, how many articles can you write on one stupid event? You know, here are the top 10 outfits of such and such. Here's what this person did during the Oscars. Here's 10 things you missed. Shut up. So, I don't care about rich people having a rich, fancy event.
Okay. So you're not interested in what the celebrities wore on the red carpet or anything like that?
No, I am not.
Okay. That's fine. Well, that's,
if we're going to summarize it in a few words, yes.
Okay, well, we can, that's very few words, but fortunately the FCC limits the kind of words we can use regarding it. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there, they take this celebrity stuff pretty serious, and, you know, they go to the movies, and, you know, this, the Statler Brothers once sang in a song, the movies are great medicine, thank you, Thomas Edison, which we all watch movies, and we enjoy movies and so forth. But the other thing, I can't remember the last time. I may have watched it just for the intro with maybe Billy Crystal. So I don't know how many years ago that was. And then I'm gone. So anyway, apparently nothing happened. For you folks in Templeton, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the county, your board of supervisors, they have approved a 60-unit hotel on the, I think it's on the east side of Templeton. Let's see here. The owner is from owns the Cambria Pine Lodge and several other accommodations in Cambria, Monterey, and in Oregon. It says a new building on a vacant parcel. I hope it's vacant. Almost 4 acres and located around a half a mile east of Highway 101. And it's 10 new buildings, 60 units, a swimming pool, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know how many of you were aware of that. Which, by the way, the lobby building includes a structure that resembles the Templeton Feed and Grain, which, of course, was destroyed in that fire a couple of Julys ago. So anyway, I'm just giving you a heads up there in Templeton. 60 hotel rooms coming. And let's see here. 10 buildings spanning a combined 32,100 square feet. That's according to reports. Deluxe suites suitable for larger parties in two-story structures and smaller units. Each unit will include a private patio, according to the staff report. So there you go. That's going on in Templeton. Let's see here. Also, here is something that has been bubbling for a while. And I know we're not in season, but Americans like to watch football. They like to watch football. The television ratings, despite what some of you may have said, I ain't ever going to watch it, you know, after the Kaepernick thing. It's simply not true. Americans are watching football. However, football has been, and other sports, and I guess you could say other things as well in the medium, are charging you to watch them. I mean, you can buy packages for your favorite team. You can buy packages for this. NFL Network, you can buy, you know, whatever it is. You can buy that. And if you remember, I think it was Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day, that there was a triple header, but only one or two games was on the, what I'll say, regular television, which is cable, which we pay for. I understand that. But the NFL is quietly, behind the scenes, they have been negotiating with these different entities. Now, I can't keep track of them. Those of you that have the Hulu and the YouTube and all that stuff, it could be coming your way. And that is, you're going to have to pay to watch football games. Now, again, people already do. They have, you know, different packages, but it could become the norm. It could become the norm. I guess the NFL, not a guess. The NFL is banking that you people are going to pay to watch no matter what because you love our sport and you will buy it or you won't see it. Of course, you'll be able to get it on the most reliable, and that, of course, is the wireless here, the radio. Let me give you something, though, to think about. And I have casually mentioned this before. You're ready for this. So the team where your favorite team, they play in a stadium. Public subsidies cover about 70% of the cost of the stadiums. Even in those privately funded, public entities often cover infrastructure improvements, garages, utility upgrades, etc., etc. These owners are billionaires. So we're going to build a stadium for them, help them in some cases. And they're going to now charge us to watch them on television. Or we even have the blackouts in some areas too. Now, that money has decreased over the years, but it's still in the billions of dollars of public funds. In some cases, it's self-inflicted. Some cities have passed bonds to help with this. And the other side of this is it's sold as, well, we're going to create jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. From everything I've read this weekend, it doesn't cut the mustard. They don't deliver what they say they're going to as far as increasing the quality of life, you know, all that stuff that you hear and so forth and so on. It doesn't cut it. Probably won't happen, but I think the public should boycott if this does happen. Don't pay to watch something that you're publicly funding billionaires' toys and they're going to get more money out of you. They've already gotten a lot of money out of you. Wouldn't do it. Chris, do you have, yes, you have. You've paid for, what, boxing, the MMA stuff?
No, I didn't pay for that. A friend, I watched it with a friend at one time, and I think he just got it on, I don't know where he got it, actually.
Okay. Would you pay to watch something like that?
Oh, boy. No, not sports. I mean, the topic of streaming platforms is, like, a pretty big one to have, and I'd be more than willing to discuss it on other things, but for sports, never.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, one question. Did, who won trivia last week? I think you forgot to put on, you'll hear that or I missed it.
Yeah, I'll have to check. I don't remember the name 2 minutes after I announced it, so I'll have to go back and look. But thanks for reminding me.
Okay. All right. Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Because I never won anything in my life, and this might just happen.
All right. Well, we'll find out. Yeah. Well, I'm terrible at that, so. Okay. So, anyway, this could be down the road as they're renegotiating, as they've had as, you know, the contracts and so forth and so on. I wouldn't at all. I never have. I've never paid for anything to, well, again, don't say, Kevin, because you have cable. I would not do that. I would maybe miss it. I don't know. Anyway, so, and also you got to remember that the stadiums, they commonly receive some special tax advantages and so forth while they're in operation. And in many cases, some of the public money then is hit along with your hotels, rental cars, and local restaurants and so forth in and around. So you're getting hit with it left and right while the owners continue to make billions of dollars, or the NFL continues to make billions of dollars. Hi, good morning.
Hey, I respect your baseball knowledge. And last night's World Baseball Classic game was on FS1, which is not a regular station for me anyway. I missed it. I was curious what you think about that World Baseball Classic.
I think it's pretty cool. I don't know how the Dominicans only scored one run.
That, oh, good. That, yeah, I'm glad you like it, because I'm excited about it too, for that, in my general that, opinion.
That lineup for the Dominican Republic is absolutely, it's scary. I watched before they got into the tournament, I was watching that, and they got Julio Rodriguez was batting seventh in the lineup, and I go, you got to be kidding me. That lineup was, I didn't know if a pitcher can get him out.
Right. Sosa, and then some of my favorite Padres, they got, there's anti-Dodgers, the Padres, the whole, and I barely pay attention to sports. It's on the periphery, but still, just from taking the kids on vacation, I became a Padres fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, hey, where's Manny playing? Oh, wow. Look at that. Manny and Fernando and Sosa. And it looks like, to me, I think they're having fun. You know what I mean? I think they're enjoying each other and playing baseball. I'm sorry it's over for Dominican. But, I'm glad you like it, because I like it. It seems kind of okay to me, too.
Yeah, it's a, I watch some spring training games, but it doesn't have the same emotion in it as these teams in the World Baseball Classic. And all the teams, you know, when you're watching them on the field and they hit the home runs and they win the game, it looks like all those guys from all the countries are having a blast.
I think I wish it wasn't being charged to watch the games. I'd feel better about that, because I'm not going to follow, you know, I'm not going to be manipulated by that. I'm not going to pay for it. I'll see the game eventually. It'll be on YouTube, you know, and I'll watch the whole thing if I want to, if there's something I miss, but I'll get the results. But I'm too cheap to pay extra to watch a game. If they don't want me to see it, I'm pretty easily discouraged.
Yeah, I won't do that. And one thing I won't do is I won't watch a game after it's over. In other words, record it or anything. I just, you know, a lot of people do. They'll record because they're out and so forth. I just can't do it. I guess my curiosity, I would cheat and find out who won.
Right. But I guess a great game yesterday. I didn't get a chance to watch it, or even it wasn't even on the radio. I think even to get it on the radio, it had to be paid for. It's Fox Sports. So they were saying, well, you could buy Sirius. Well, I don't want to buy Sirius FM to get it. You know, like, okay. And I could pirate it. Usually you can pirate these things by going to YouTube and just saying these guys versus those guys live, and it'll come up with some kind of a bootlegged, you know, either some guy watching it that is describing everything he's seeing or something, but nothing like that on the World Baseball Classic last night. But I really want to see that game, but I'm just curious if you thought it was pure enough or if you had a criticism for it, because I'm digging it.
No, I absolutely love it, and I'm glad that, you know, even, well, this is terrible. Obviously, I want the United States to win, but I just like to see the competition among the teams. It's just good. You know, again, a lot more intense than a spring training game, and it's just fun. It's you know,
right.
So,
well, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, let's see here. With that, we are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The city of Paso Robles has announced that a segment of the west side of Paso Robles has officially been approved as a Firewise USA community, marking as the first Firewise designation in the city. The designation recognizes the active work to reduce wildfire risk and provides potential insurance discounts to properties located in the area. The designation includes all properties located west of Vine Street from 1st Street to 24th Street. The 2026 Annual Ladies Conference will be this weekend, March 20th and 21st, at the Colony Park Community Center in Atascadero. The Ladies Conference is a ticketed event for women of faith to hear from speakers, listen to live music, and enjoy coffee, tea, dessert, and a catered lunch on Saturday. This year's speakers are a mother-daughter duo of Brooke Andrews and Denise Wendorf. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. President Trump urging more than a half dozen countries to provide protection in the Strait of Hormuz.
For years we've been maintaining it, doing a great job. And now that the war is, you know, now that they've been diminished in terms of military, their military has been greatly diminished. I think it's a good thing for other countries to come in.
Brent crude oil trading at $104 in early trading. And Team USA headed back to the World Baseball Classic Final, beating the Dominican Republic 2-1 Sunday. San Diego Padres relief pitcher Mason Miller striking out Arizona Diamondbacks shortstop Geraldo Perdomo for the final out.
Mason Miller's eighth pitch to Perdomo.
America's listening to Fox News.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The World Baseball Classic semifinals in Miami. The U.S. edged the Dominican Republic 2-1. All of the scoring coming on solo homers. Junior Caminero took Paul Skeens deep in the second inning. Then Gunnar Henderson and Roman Anthony answered for the U.S. in the fourth.
A dream of mine since as long as I can remember watching this this amazing event. And you couldn't ask for a better atmosphere this early in the year. So just being around these guys and competing with these guys day in and day out, it's an unbelievable experience.
From there, it was pitching and defense. Only three hits combined. Julio Rodriguez robbed Aaron Judge of a home run in center. And Mason Miller got the final out of the game on an iffy called strike three. Tonight, it's Italy and Venezuela for the other spot in the winner-take-all championship game tomorrow night in Miami. College basketball selection Sunday. The 68-team NCAA men's basketball field is all set. The road to Indianapolis is mapped out. Five conference finals on Sunday afternoon, including Purdue's upset of third-ranked Michigan for the Big Ten title, though the Wolverines still landed the top seed in the Midwest. And Arkansas defeated Vanderbilt in the SEC, which earned 10 tickets to the big dance. That's four fewer than the SEC got last year, but still more than any other conference. The number one seeds, besides Michigan, Duke, Arizona, and Florida. The first four games will be in Dayton. Tuesday, UMBC and Howard meet to decide the 16 seed in the Midwest. Then NC State and Texas vie for the 11 seed in the West. Wednesday, it'll be Prairie View A&M versus Lehigh for the South 16 seed. Then Miami of Ohio, undefeated this time last week, now in a play-in against SMU for the 11th seed in the Midwest. The women's brackets are out as well. Connecticut, UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina are on the top line. That's Monday Sports.
And by the way, Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles and Mission Prep and the University of California playing with the Orioles hit a two-run bomb this weekend down there in Florida in spring training for the O's. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In Paso Robles, just about 7 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical at Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Alrighty, here it comes. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. Low 90s on your Tuesday. That's be near a record, according to this. Then on Wednesday, low 90s, low 90s Thursday, Friday. Mid-80s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, and cooling off to upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down we go. It's not here. Why is it not here? I have no idea why it's not here. Oh, I know why. Because my engineer is, he PC'd into the computer here, and I can't do something. I'll just tell you that it's 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by... Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. There are an El Camino Real, Atascadero. All righty, let's see here. We got to move along.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Remember, they are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound, and maybe a little wandering as the weather gets warmer. But nothing to report here on the World Famous Pet Alert. All right, Chris, you've had a
long time.
It's been a long, long time. I don't know how they do this or if you'd want to do this, but a cubic inch of human bone can bear the weight of how many standard pickup trucks?
I was hoping for pounds at least, but how many standard pickup trucks, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
A cubic inch of human bone.
So that's 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch, I believe, right? I think so. Let's go with 3.
Well, I mean, it's a guess because this is just goofy.
Right.
Apparently, 5 standard pickup trucks.
I was a lot closer than I thought, actually. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who the guinea pigs that they use for this. A cubic inch of human bone can bear the weight of 5 standard pickup trucks. Folks, this is not recommended. Not recommended at all. All righty, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Just go to UncleEd'sGunShop.com. All right, time for trivia here at 4 minutes away. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course the 1-9er Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. And once in a while, I do remember to announce the winner, but I'll have to look from last week because I really don't know. All right. Most people have heard of the Harlem Globetrotters, which originated from Chicago. And they have honorary members. They have 10 official honorary members. One of those honorary members is a comedian. What comedian is a honorary member of the Harlem Globetrotters? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Now, let's see here. In the year 2015, Pope Francis was named an official honorary member, as is Pope John Paul number 2 in 2000. But I'm looking for the comedian who is an honorary member of the Harlem Globetrotters. Who do you think it is? I wish I could whistle because I'd start doing Sweet Georgia Brown, but I don't know. I can't whistle even while I work. Ha, ha, ha. All right. Let's see here. Another honorary member is Nelson Mandela. Bob Hope was made an honorary member in 1977. But who is the comedian in 1990 that was named as an honorary member of the Harlem Globetrotters? Hi, good morning.
Who is the...
I was going to give you a hint, but go ahead.
Billy Crystal.
No, not Billy Crystal. She's on TV a lot, and a lot of people don't like her. So it's a female, obviously. They don't like her. She was made an honorary member in 1990. Who do you think this comedian and actress is? And I guess she's also a political talking head or whatever they call them and so forth now as well. She is an honorary member of the Harlem Globetrotters. Well, doesn't look like we're going to get to it, but I'll let you know here in just a couple.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The city of Atascadero announced they'll be holding the next Coffee with the Planner series this week. On March 19th at 9 a.m., join the Atascadero City Planners at Malibu Brew Coffee to discuss this month's topics, the 2024 General Plan, Zoning Code Update, and Associated Draft Environmental Impact Report. Over 11,000 students celebrated St. Patrick's Day this weekend for Cal Poly's second annual Morning on the Green Music Festival, officially put on by Cal Poly to keep parties off residential streets of San Luis Obispo. Police say that in the neighborhoods, there were some noise violations and one arrest for assault in downtown San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt, Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, it is Whoopi Goldberg. She was made an honorary member of the Globetrotters back in 1990. Others include Henry Kissinger, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Jesse Jackson, Robin Roberts, and an honorary lifetime contractor is pretty good basketball player, Irvin Magic Johnson. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Robles Tile and Stone, down there on Ramada Drive.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.